Welcome everybody, Shir number 1443. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dalit Rebbe Baron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rebbe Moshe and the Refuah Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the Malacha of, getting back to the Halachas of Hachana L'Chayil. Okay, so interesting, we started talking about last year the distinction between Tircha Yisera, or a excessive exertion, if you want to call it, or a minor Tircha. Again, we're not getting too much into it, but since we're on the subject a little bit of Tircha, because we did say that Hachana, part of Hachana, has to do a little bit with Tircha. It doesn't make it or break it, obviously, but just real quickly to go through some of the halachas of Tircha as we're on the spot, as they say, because the Sefer Lamedes Malachas brings it down in that area. So I, while we're there, I just wanted to go through them real quickly, and it's not a major a major amount of information. So again, on page 109, he brings down, we saw in the Simon, in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Gimel, when it comes to a major tircha, a major exertion, right? Even though these are items, which you'll see again, the example that you're allowed to move and use or whatever on Shabbos, and I'm not preparing for after Shabbos, but just doing this type of major exertion is not supposed to be done on Shabbos unless it's for a actual mitzvah. So just to give again the example that he brought down, one may not move or rearrange very heavy furniture or redecorate a room for Shabbos, even though one is going to be sleeping in that room, right? I sleep in my bedroom, but okay, so I'll rearrange the furniture, make it a little bit better, more comfortable for myself. I'm using it on Shabbos. What do you mean? I stop moving my bed here and moving my night table there, and there's no questions of muksa, and then it's, everything is good. I just wanted a little bit of a different way so I could sleep a little different, a little better on Shabbos. Whatever the case might be, one should not do that on Shabbos. That's called major excessive tircha. So that's how he brings down. Similarly, one may not stack cases of wine, boxes of food, like we said last year, or any other large non-muksa items. Obviously, we're dealing with non-muksa items, just to tidy up the basement, even if the purpose to organize, rearrange or organize these items, because whatever, I'll be using it on Shabbos, I might be using this box or that box already, I'm already using this box, that box, so I'll start rearranging the whole thing, you know, and again, I don't have a mind for after Shabbos, it's for Shabbos itself, but I don't possibly this, that, I'm already here, so I'll already straighten up the whole thing, that you can't do. It's what we call major, that's a major exertion, major tircha. So, the major projects are considered excessive tircha, he says. Again, the Sefer Lamedes Malachas, and are prohibited on Shabbos. That's how we saw the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what does it mean as far as minor tircha? What does it mean as far as minor? And then we said, but these major tirchas are allowed if it's a situation for a mitzvah, like I have a kiddush, right? I have to set up for a kiddush. So what's, I can't set up my kiddush. I'll be schlepping tables from here, tables from there. I'm not talking about outside. I'm talking about inside, from this room to that room or whatever. Chairs from here, chairs from there. I have to set up for the kiddush. I need a kiddush. I'm making a bar mitzvah, whatever the case is. So if you couldn't do it before Shabbos, it's always best to do these things before Shabbos, but I couldn't do it before Shabbos. So then, similarly, he brings down on page 110, folding chairs, tables may be set up for a kiddush, for example, on Shabbos, if this could not be done before Shabbos. If one requires to use a heavy chair or table on Shabbos, the chair or table may be brought from one room to another room. Again, not, you can't schlep these things outside, obviously. That's a separate issue. That's one of the Lamedes Malachas, making holes in the ground, right? We spoke about all that. We're not going to get into that right now. But just the tircha itself, the exertion itself, could be done. You're not moving any muks around. It's just a question of schlepping heavy things if it's b'makom mitzvah. Okay, so all these activities. So now what about a minor tircha? What about a small exertion, right? Again, a case in time where it's all no questions of any isurim at all. I want to make that clear. There's no muksa involved. There's no preparation for after Shabbos. It's all for Shabbos itself. So minor exertion he brings down, or even small projects, are permissible for the sake of a Shabbos need. Okay, it's not really so much a mitzvah per se. It's not like, well, I'm making kiddush, so good. That's not the issue over here. It's a Shabbos need. So minor in this context he brings down might be defined as the type of effort characteristic, like we saw last time, in common everyday functions, spontaneous needs. Okay, so that's what we spoke about last year. Something suddenly took place that day, whatever. So he brings down, one may move, for example, aside heavy cases, a box of wine, a sacks of fruit, piles of clothing in a basement if this is necessary for the person to gain access to something that the person needs on Shabbos. Like, for example, he brings down the bottle of wine. So I need the bottle of wine right? And so the exertion itself is not really, the minor exertion is not really for the mitzvah. I need the bottle of wine. It's in the back. I can't get to it. So I'm going to start moving a little bit here, a little few boxes out of the way. So that will be okay. Or to make a walkway, right? To make a walkway. In other words, I have to get through the basement to get some stuff that's in the back. And there's some boxes with non-muksa things. We're talking about, again, non-muksa. So to move a little bit here, move a little bit there, to make a little bit of a passage, so that would be okay. One may move aside heavy case of wine. That's what we said, sacks of fruit, piles of clothing, whatever, in the basement. If this is necessary for the person to gain access to something that they need for Shabbos, like the bottle of wine, clearing even heavy items in this haphazard manner is not considered a major project. It's not a major project just to move over a few boxes here or there to get to the back, to get to the wine. It's not called a major project. Major project is I'm rearranging my bedroom, so I'll be able to, so it'll look a little bit better, it'll be more comfortable for me. I am using it for Shabbos. I'm not doing it for Efem. I want to sleep over there on Shabbos. I'll start rearranging my bed here, and like we said, the whole thing back about that you're not supposed to do. But a little bit moving stuff out of the way, even though it might be heavier boxes, clearing even heavy items in this haphazard manner is not considered a major exertion. That will be considered a minor exertion. Fine. So then he says, even muksa items, bags of cement, sacks of potatoes, or whatever the case might be, may be pushed aside by shoving them with one's foot. All right, so that to keep in mind, if something is muksa, you're allowed in general, we paskin, you're allowed to tilt up a gufay to move it with your feet or whatever the case might be. If it's items that are not muksa, you could actually move it with your hands. Okay, so that's as far as that. And then we said, like we said last time, when it comes to a mitzvah, then even a major exertion, like we said, would be allowed to be done. So then he finishes off with that. He says, one may exert themselves, again, all in conjunction with Simon Shin Lam Megimel, one may exert themselves on Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah. For example, a room may be cleared of heavy furniture to make room for guests, right? I'm having guests, achnas zorchem. I'm having guests that are coming. So the guests that are coming, I have a room for them to sleep, but in that room, I have a night table, again, no mooks involved, or I have a big, whatever, possibly shelving, or whatever the case is. Case in time, something heavy that has to be moved around, nothing attached to the walls or something along those lines, no questions of boina, right? I'm not going to go through all the cases, I just want to get the general concept across, a small bookcase possibly or whatever the case is. A large bookcase could be a question of boina. I don't want to get into that, but a small little bookcase, right, night table, possibly the beds. Moving stuff around a little bit. One may not. I don't want to get another thing. Also, mattresses is a problem. Putting a mattress on is also could be a problem. But just moving the whole bed around per se into a different whatever the case is, something along those lines, and have guests that are here and they have to move it like that to get ready for the guests. So those cases would be okay. One may exert themselves on Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah. For example, a room may be cleared of heavy furniture, right? And I have some heavy furniture, maybe some heavy tables and chairs that I have to move out so the guests could sleep over there. Now, we're not taking the mattress off and on. That's problematic as far as boina. We spoke about that also in the past. Just moving stuff around. I have to get my guests in, taking in guests. Obviously, achnas zorchem is a tremendous mitzvah on Shabbos, especially. So, all the time, but on Shabbos, goes without saying. Similarly, furnace. So then, I want to move stuff around. It's going to be a bigger exertion, so that will be okay because of this great mitzvah of Hachnas Arkim or for any mitzvah. Similarly, furniture may be moved around to make space for davening, right? People need a shul. Or the shul, there was a problem, so they're going to come to my basement or whatever, or in the garage. You have a lot of times people have that, and whatever the case is. But okay, but again, I have furniture, some stuff in the way, big chairs, big tables. It's going to take a little while till I move stuff away. No books are involved, but people have to daven, so that would also be fine, even though it might be a larger exertion. Similar furniture may be moved around to make space for davening or for base medrash for people to learn, or something along those lines need be. Okay, so I just wanted to go through those couple of quick halachas. So we should know when we could exert a little bit more energy, if you want to call it, and when not. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.